Chapter 4. Now, the Clone Wars after the Battle of Christophsis.
No, Ahsoka, not like that, said Anakin, frustrated. How come you don't listen to me?
Glowering at him, Ahsoka stepped back.
Don't yell at me, Sky Guy. I'm doing the best I can. If I'm not doing it right, that's your fault, not mine. You're the Jedi Master and I'm the Padawan, remember? I'm not supposed to know everything yet.
Incredulous, he stared at her. Then he turned and stalked away from his insolent apprentice before he got himself in trouble by uttering words more suited to the heat of a hotly contested pod race than the hushed serenity of a Jedi Temple dojo. Again, still, he was startled by the lack of a Padawan braid slapping his shoulder in time with his gait. He should be used to its absence by now. Weeks had flown by since that brief, solemn ceremony in which Obi-Wan had cut him free of his past, handing him his childhood with a cautiously approving nod.
They might not have made me a Jedi Knight too soon, he thought, but I'm pretty sure I'm not ready for an apprentice. At least not an apprentice like Ahsoka.
Glancing up, he saw his former master standing on the dojo's observation balcony, arms folded across his chest in that particular way he had. He was hiding an amused smile in his beard.
Yeah, it's funny. It's a riot. You think this is payback, Obi-Wan, don't you? He thought. You think I'm getting my just desserts.
Well, and maybe he was. He turned back to his apprentice. She hadn't moved a step, hadn't lowered her defiantly tilted chin, hadn't powered down her training lightsaber that zapped but didn't maim or kill. Instead, she just stood there, dangerously close to pouting, tears of anger and frustration shimmering in her eyes. He knew that look, knew how it felt to be wearing it on his face. How many times over the last 10 years had he stared at Obi-Wan just like that, fought the urge to stamp and shout his rage and disappointment, not always successfully. His own frustration died then, seeing Ahsoka's distress. He sighed and walked back to her, deactivating his own training lightsaber.
Look, he said, halting in front of her. It's not that you're doing a bad job. You're not.
But that's not the same as doing a good job, Ahsoka. Her chin lifted a little higher.
I did a good job on Christophsis, didn't I? And on Teth and Tatooine? I never said you didn't, but you got lucky a lot, too. Luck can only take you so far, Padawan. Do you expect me to trust my life to you based on luck?
Slowly, slowly, her chin came down.
No, she muttered. Of course I don't.
Good, because I won't do it, he said sternly. Now, complete 50 repetitions of Nyman form level 1, by yourself. And I want every stroke perfect, Ahsoka, identical, centered in the Force. Don't rush it. Don't try and get it over with. Dwell within each beat of the exercise. He reached into his tunic and pulled out a droid cam. I'm going to record you so we can review your style and technique together later.
You mean you're not going to stay and watch? She asked, sounding disappointed.
I'll be around, he replied, but it shouldn't matter where I am. It's where you are that counts. Centered in the Force, remember? Flicking a switch, he activated the drone and tossed it into the air. Once Ahsoka moved, the droid cam would lock on and record her until she was finished with her task.
Now, begin.
While she did as she was told, her training lightsaber humming, he turned his back and walked away, feeling bad, feeling guilty that he'd been so hard on her. That he hadn't let her know he'd been where she was now, very recently, and understood the overwhelming tangle of emotions all Padawans were forced to conquer.
But this isn't about me, it's about her, he thought. Every Padawan walks the same path differently. She has to find her own way, in her own time. I can't help her. She can only help herself.
Something Obi-Wan had told him once, which, of course, he'd resented at the time. Clipping his powered-down training lightsaber to his belt, he made his way up the stairs to the observation balcony where his former master still stood, watching Ahsoka sink deeper and deeper into the Force.